From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Leslie Ovalle. The city of Miami has officially rolled out its resiliency plan to deal with sea level rise and climate change. Jane Gilbert is the city's resiliency chief. She said the plan is meant to be a work in progress.
We are building the train as we're driving it. It makes up a full third of the citywide strategic plan. We will be reporting on it. All the departments will be asked to be reporting on it monthly, quarterly, and then we'll update it every year.
A major piece of the plan will be overhauling the city's aging stormwater system.
The Stormwater Master Plan is a comprehensive effort at digitizing all our underground stormwater infrastructure. We already surveyed all our seawall coastal infrastructure and developing modeling solutions again over the next 40 to 50 years.
Gilbert says the plan should be done by early 2021. And Florida lawmakers are considering a bill that would try to make schools safer. Miami-Dade State Senator Anitra Flores serves on the Appropriations Subcommittee on Education.
Making sure that the school buildings are stronger, increasing some of the requirements of the training for the guardians. It's kind of the next step on ensuring school safety.
The Senate Education Committee voted unanimously to introduce the bill this week. It approves some of the recommendations brought up by the State Commission investigating the Parkland school shooting. The bill now heads to other committees before eventually going to a floor vote. For more of the day's news, check our website, WLRN.org, and follow us on social media. This is WLRN News. I'm Leslie Ovalle.